Hi, it's Chris Watkin here from Landlord Farming, and I'm with John Paul from Castledean. Hi, John, how's it going, mate? Let's take a walk and let's talk about the property market. Where do you think the property market's gone in the last 10 years? What's changed about estate agency in the last 10 or 20 years?
The main thing for me is we've got to embrace technology. So I know there's a lot of people complain about, you know, online agents, that sort of thing, but we have to actually embrace it. And the traditional estate agents, which we are one, as in we've got the branch, we need to embrace the technology and become online as well.
Do you think that's going to take the personality out of estate agency though?
Yes, it is, but I think it's a people business. We need to talk to people, we need to understand their needs, their wants. It's very difficult to do that via email. Tonality, body language is all taken out of it.
I thought, because I've always been told that property estate agency is a people business, not a property business.
It is, yeah, I suppose. It's all about relationships, definitely. You know, you've got to be able to like the person that you're dealing with. So I do believe that branches, in my personal opinion, will always have the edge over online agents, providing they become technology savvy and they become online at the same time.
Let's take a walk. What's your thoughts on the purple brick phenomenon in estate agency? I mean, they've been around now 2 or 3 years. They've got about 4, 5, 6% of the market. They're the quite obviously the online agent of choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're going to get 10, 20, 30%?
No, I really don't. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think it's a people business. I think the statistics came out that they sell actually less than 50% of what they list. Which is pretty poor. I mean, I know we couldn't compete at that. If we listed 100 houses and only sold 50. So that just shows that people buy people. You know, this money up front sort of way of working, it's not healthy. It's not giving a estate agency a good name. And look, they're incredibly well funded. I still don't know if they're making any money. But you know, you can only survive for a certain amount of time without making any money before investors get cold feet, before people start running for the hills.
So if purple bricks are probably only going to get, I don't know, no more than say 10% of the market, what do you think, or do you think they will get any more?
Gut feeling is no, I don't. I think that they're definitely ahead of the bell curve in terms of the online agents. They're definitely well funded, well branded. I do like the brand as much as it pains me to say that. But I don't think they're going to be, monstrous in terms of market share. I think that if branch estate agency, the traditional way of working, we need to cotton on. We need to use the technology. We need to use the software and become online. If we do that, we will more than compete with Purple Bricks. If we don't, we'll go the way of the dodo.